Hello, Nashville. You're listening to Business as Usual, Nashville's favorite business podcast, especially by the library. I'm your host, Corey Frederick. I'm the branch manager at the Goodlettsville branch. Today we have with us Wisty Pender. She's the Bureau Director for the Tennessee Business Enterprise Resource Office. Welcome, Wisty.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to jump right in. We've got a lot to talk about today. So, Wisty, you've been a guest on the show before, but for first-time listeners, could you tell us a little bit about Bureau?
Sure. Bureau, or Business Enterprise Resource Office, it just goes by Bureau, is housed within the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. And the short version is Bureau is tasked with support development for small businesses, underserved businesses in Tennessee. So I cover the whole state. I do a lot of different things.
Yep.
So I know we've talked about some of them, and we're going to talk about more this morning. But that's the very short version.
Wisty, you may be one of the busiest people in Nashville. So you've got a lot going on, and I know Bureau does a lot. And if you haven't listened to the first episode, go back and find that first one. It's a good intro to Bureau. But anyways, Bureau created the Tennessee Smart Start Guide for small business owners and entrepreneurs. What is the Tennessee Smart Start Guide, and how can it help entrepreneurs and small business owners?
Yes. So the Smart Start Guide is basically a great resource. We started it. It actually originated in a print version, and then we moved it to an interactive live version where people could, you know, do things with it online. And then this summer we moved it onto a totally new platform. So the most basic is that it connects people who are interested in starting a business, or maybe they're new to business. They could also be trying to figure out what their next revenue stream is. They could be kind of noodling an idea and try to figure out what that could be.
Yeah.
So Smart Start connects people to resources to help them figure it out. There are some guides on the platform. So it depends what they're looking for. So how to register a business in the state of Tennessee. We just published one on contracting, mentoring, procurement. So that can help somebody figure out if they want to go that route, and if they do, how to do it, how to get started. Then the other thing it does is it just lets somebody see where resources are, how to connect with them. It's a great resource, basically.
I've perused it, a few times here since it came live last summer, or went live last summer. How does it differ from the old Smart Start Guide for those out there who may be more comfortable with it?
So the fun thing about it is, because we changed platforms, one, the information, it's just more dynamic. So people can search, and once you log in and you actually create an account, you can bookmark things and you can save them to your account. They call them pathways, but our interactive guides, so how to register a business in Tennessee, the procurement mentorship, and then we've got one coming up called Finding Your Funding, and we'll have one on disasters, and then we'll have one tied to Smart Start Communities, which we might touch on later.
Yeah.
But it lets somebody actually check off things so that they know when they log on that where they are exactly in the process of whatever project they're working on, and then they can have those references for later. There's also events that get posted on there from partners who are featured on the guide. And then there is something called Ask Iris, which is a chat bot, which I'm super excited to have a chat bot because Iris can answer lots of basic questions. Because sometimes people, I mean, realistically, starting a business is a challenge, and people, you know, just figuring out how you get your business registered is a challenge. So you can ask questions like that, or you know, you can ask broader questions. So it's nice to have that chatbot feature.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
So it sounds like a whole lot more user-friendly.
Yes. Yes.
That's
yeah.
what it sounds like.
More dynamic, more user-friendly. Yeah. Still lots of resources.
Sure.
And I just think it helps you manage. It helps you not have those. Everybody gets those you know, they go down the rabbit hole
yeah.
and they get lost in it. At least this way, if something really is interesting to you, you can bookmark it and come back to it later if you got to do something
sure.
else.
Is there anything special, like any special requirements you may need or anything to I guess, make an account on there?
No, just an email address, very, very basic. And a lot basic of the stuff. Things are what we call, I'm using air quotes, you know, they're
sure.
free. The
sure.
whole thing is free anyway, but there are certain things that, you know, saving your checklists to your account, you can't do it if you don't have an account, but you can still see everything.
Okay.
So that's one of the probably biggest things about not registering.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of information and things that are free for you to use without having an
so if
account.
You want to save your work, so to speak,
yeah,
register.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And to jump back into those interactive guides, you mentioned the finding your funding guide that you've created.
Yep.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
So that guide is basically, so we just published, like I said, the procurement contracting one. And so that goes through government, local, regional, federal, state, kind of how you get registered and what you need to know, and then private corporations as well. So all of that information is then there. And so finding your funding is our next one. But that one talks about funding from the basics, from, you know, family, friends, credit cards, please don't do that. community development financial institutions or CDFIs, which are kind of your non-traditional lenders who really help people. They're a lot of times they're that first money in, traditional banks, and then into different kinds of like equity, so angel. And so it's that whole spectrum of funding and what you need to understand about it. With Fund Tennessee, which is related, different topic, but related. So Fund Tennessee is an access to capital program that has you can borrow money through one of the lenders. They're all community development financial institutions. Then there's also the equity piece of that. And equity is just one of those parts that's really hard for people to understand. And, you know, whether we like it or not, a lot of us understand the debt side of borrowing and that side of the world. But if you are in a business and your business is growing and maybe you didn't think it was going to do as well as it is, and or maybe you had every intention of it doing as well as it is, but there's a learning curve to equity. And so this guide also helps with that. So, you know, what you need to know and how you go through that process.
That's
so
fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, we end up having conversations with small business owners that come in the library and they ask, hey, I was looking for a grant for my business.
Yes.
So many people imagine that their for-profit business will get a grant somehow.
Yes.
And to be able to lay
and
out
we will
sort
talk
of
about that, but in the, or, you know, we talk about that in the
I mean,
finding the, your funding.
Those are out there.
They
but
are.
They are few and far between.
They are.
Especially for not for-profit businesses.
And I jokingly say, like, yes, there are grants out there. It's not a good idea to spend a lot of time on them. As far as private entities that have been really good about kind of corralling private grants, I would say Hello Alice has done a good job of that. But you have to be really careful in that space. And jokingly, I'll tell people, it's like, there's a grant. You have to teach high school English and you have to have four cats and, you know, you might qualify for a $500 grant. And I know that's just, you know, in jest, but grants are typically extremely qualified. And so it's not that they're not out there, especially after, you know, a disaster or something like in a community, there might be some grants. But if you're the business person and you're doing your research, you have to be really careful when you get into that grant space.
Yeah. All right. So, and you mentioned a few of the other guides that are on the Tennessee Smart Start now. Could you talk about, or would you like to highlight any of those other ones?
Well, the How to Register a Business in the State of Tennessee is probably the most access, you know, one that a lot of people look for because starting a business is not intuitive.
Yeah.
And so understanding what all the different steps are and who you have to register with, the guide helps you figure that out. And again, if you register, you can check it off as you go along. So that information is there. And then the other one, which is a contracting procurement mentorship focused one. That one helps you understand, you know, what is a capability statement, or when people say, I want to do business with the government. I mean, that's, you know,
sure.
Like saying, I want to do business in the automotive industry. It's okay. Well, there's so many different
it's a lot of different parts.
Places Pun that intended. You could, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That you could tie into it. So you've got to narrow it down and figure out the who, and if, you know, figure out if you're ready, willing, and able. Lots of businesses are willing, but they're not ready or able.
Sure.
So it helps with somebody with that. And then probably in the closer to September, which is Disaster Awareness Month, we'll have one that's for disaster and resiliency for businesses to help with help businesses with that.
That's
be prepared.
Awesome. Yeah.
So
especially since, you know, it seems like the number of weather events and natural disasters seems to keep piling up on us.
So. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely have some. We have had some disasters in the Nashville area.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. So let's shift gears and well, actually stay in that natural disaster sort of or disaster preparedness vein. Could you talk about Bureau's partnership with the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers?
Sure. So the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers are located all across the state. So we're actually kind of partnering on two totally different, related but different things. So they are one of our partners with Fund Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And they do the Assist-TN piece, which is that technical assistance piece for businesses that maybe are seeking funding, or maybe they were turned down for funding and they need to figure out some piece
sure.
of their business. So there's that piece of it. But the thing I'm excited about is the first week of May is National Small Business Week. And so we're doing this series called the Tennessee Blue Sky Series Business Ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the intent is the steps you can take before, during, and after a disaster. And so we'll have one session each day between May 4th and the 8th. And so we'll have a session for manufacturers, for innovation and tech businesses, Main Street businesses, so like your retail, your services, businesses in general. That will include like solopreneurs and micro enterprise in particular, and then food and agriculture. And so disasters impact those kinds of businesses in similar ways, but they also impact them in very different ways. And so that week, every day at two central, we'll have a thing that somebody could potentially either attend in person. We're doing it across the whole state. So some will be very accessible if you're in Middle Tennessee, and if you really wanted to drive, you know, you might be able to drive to that. Or if it's just your area of interest, there'll be links or, you know, on the website for that information. And we'll make sure we get that to you,
too, so people can find it. I'll definitely be able to post that. I guess the logistics of it all. How can people, small business owners, find out more about it? How can they get involved? Is it on TSDBC or BDC's website?
All those letters.
Yeah. And they all rhyme.
I know. So, yeah, it will be on the TSBDC website.
Okay.
You'll be able to find it there, and then we'll have it, you know, a couple of different places on our website too. So you'll be able to find it easily. And then that also is a great segue. So TEMA is doing a business ready certification for businesses. So September, again, Disaster Awareness Month. And so there's a certification for businesses that they can go through tied to that. So the idea is just to help build awareness, help people be more prepared.
Sure.
Because, you know, disasters are going to continue to happen. So the best thing we can do is help people, you know, be prepared so they know what to do when it happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Wisty, we've asked you this question before. I'm going to ask it again. Let's see if your answer's changed a little bit. Maybe it has. Maybe it hadn't. What's one piece of advice you'd give someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
That is a very hard question. One piece of advice. My one piece of advice typically is going to be doing the business of your business is the part that's important. So spend your time on the things that are actually going to make you money for your business, and you know, whatever that your values are that you're bringing to your business will be reflected in that. But hire people to do the things that you're not good at.
Sure.
You know, have that advisory group, have the people who are gonna help you and give you that the feedback that you need to hear was from somebody who isn't personally vested in your in your business. Like, they want to see your business succeed. They want to see you succeed. And sometimes that's family and sometimes that's not family.
Yeah.
But there are people, your advisors, that you need to have, kind of the people that are on your team to help you figure out what your next step is, or if something, you know, let's say you have an opportunity and that you have a way to kind of weigh that opportunity against what you're building for your business.
Sure.
And be open. I know that's way more pieces of advice already. It's a hard question.
It sort of compounds. Like,
yeah.
Every time I talk with a small business owner, they usually come in with what seems to be a generally simple question, and it just sort of grows and blooms. And that's sort of the thing with everything business. It's like, it's a rabbit hole that once you go into it, there's expanse down there, you
yeah.
know, there's a whole lot more to it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate
and
that.
I also think it can just yeah. get overwhelming. And so
yeah.
that ability to step back and say, okay, well, let me keep working on that thing.
Yeah.
That thing. And not get bogged down into the other things that are take so much of my time and energy, but aren't
sure.
actually the point of the business. And that can be really hard.
Yeah.
And none of that to say is that's not a challenge, but yeah, have your support structures, I guess, is probably ultimately what it boils down to, is having that support structure to help you. 'Cause it's also can be really lonely.
Sure.
And that support structure could just be a weekly or even a monthly coffee with another group of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as that. So whatever you need to keep moving your business forward. Something I think would be of interest for people to know is that Tennessee is actually ranked number one in the Southeast and number four nationally for small businesses with fewer than 10 employees, posting a 20% job growth increase from 2021 to 2024. That's pretty significant. And a lot of that job growth has been in this Middle Tennessee area. It's been all across Tennessee, but number four in job in that space of micro enterprise, that under 10 employees, is pretty significant.
All right. How can people find out more about Bureau? Where do they go?
The best place to go is the website. The shortcut version is tn.gov /ECD. /Bureau, B-E-R-O. I know, it's just, if you just type in TN and Bureau,
yeah.
you'll get it.
You'll get it.
But if you want the actual website, you can go there.
Well, we'll put the link will definitely be in the description
yeah.
for the podcast
and
everything.
And then Fun Tennessee is on its own website, and Smart Start is tnsmartstart.com. So
oh.
it's all on Bureau's website. You can yeah. get to all of them from there, but you know, whatever piques your interest first.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Wisty, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate
good
you
to see
being
you
here.
Again.
Good to see you again as well. And thank you, Nashville, for listening in to Business as Usual. I've been your host, Corey Frederick. And until next time, Nashville, see you then.